Earth and Sky.
There are an estimated 1.5 million people in the U.S. with some form of autism today. Their symptoms include mild to severe problems with human interaction and behavior. Earth Sky spoke to Dr. Susan Levy, a developmental pediatrician and co-author of a 2009 review on the state of the science of autistic disorders, about where autism research is headed.
What we're aiming at is to try to make some of the weaknesses or the problems less significant and have less of an impact on a child's life and help them to be as functional and happy as they can be.
Dr. Levy said that because the characteristics of autism disorders range so widely, it's been difficult for scientists to pin down causes and develop effective treatments, but she said she has hope.
I think that there's great hope for early identification. I think there's hope for some novel types of treatment. And then I think the technology and these very sophisticated genetic tests is really accelerating.
Dr. Levy added that new studies are following the development of baby siblings of autistic children. These siblings are at higher risk for developing autism. She believes that this research will help scientists learn how symptoms evolve and how to treat children more effectively earlier in life. Earth Sky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.